Meanwhile, moving on to Egypt, where unrest breaks out as nationwide rallies are held to mark the fourth anniversary of the popular revolution that toppled longtime ruler Hosni Mubarak. Well, the health ministry confirms that 11 people have been killed in the violence across Egypt. Nine of them lost their lives during clashes between protesters and security forces. Another two were killed when an explosive device that they were planting went off in Bahira province. Dozens of people have also been injured and many others arrested. Meanwhile, a funeral has been held in Alexandria for a female demonstrator who was killed in the government's crackdown on Saturday. Well, the protests to mark Egypt's 2011 revolution come amid continued crackdown on supporters of ousted President Mohamed Morsi. He was Egypt's first democratically elected president, who was toppled by the army in July 2013. Since then, hundreds have been killed and thousands others arrested in the crackdown. Well, let's cross over to Cairo, joined by Press TV's correspondent Mohamed Shalabi. Mohamed, thanks for being with us. Please fill us in on the latest. Another violent day in Egypt.
Yes, Marzia, and the health ministry has just revised the death toll up to 12, and that includes a police conscript in Matariya, in eastern Cairo, where a hot situation is developing there. There are unconfirmed reports that several anti-government protesters, mostly Brotherhood supporters, and also several security personnel have been killed in the ongoing clashes as we speak here, as the evening begins here in Cairo. But again, unconfirmed reports that several anti-government protesters and police and security personnel as well have been killed in the ongoing clashes in Matariya and eastern Cairo. What we can confirm is that earlier in the day, at least 11 protesters were killed, four in Cairo, mainly in Matariya and in Ain Shams, four in Giza, in Talibiya and in Al Haram and in Mansouriya, and also in Alexandria. And the death toll was likely to rise here by day's end. Again, the official health ministry number at the moment is 12, but there are reports that more protesters have lost their lives, especially in Matariya, in a fast-moving situation there, where the security forces have deserted some areas, have sent reinforcements to others, where the revolutionaries have taken over some squares. So it's not just in, it is the hottest scene at the moment. Matariya known to be a stronghold for supporters of the army deposed President Mohamed Morsi. But as you mentioned, Marzia, it's not just the Islamic extreme protesters that are facing the crackdown here. Yesterday, you had that female activist, a member of the popular Socialist Alliance, being killed. There is a sense here in Egypt that this military-backed regime of former defense minister and now President Sisi is by the brutal practices of the police state and military dictatorship of longtime dictator Hosni Mubarak, who ruined the country for nearly three decades and who is now a free man along with his sons. While no justice has been done for the martyrs of the revolution that ousted Mubarak, and while the protesters, the anti-government protesters from all streams, are either being killed across Egypt's streets and universities, or detained and judicially indicted and getting death sentences in some cases, in hundreds of cases, and thousands of jail terms, extended jail terms, for merely participating in mostly peaceful protest.
There is Mohamed, a really quickly, we're almost out of time. Excuse me, Mohamed. But what kind of numbers are we looking at? mass demonstrations, for example, in Cairo and the other cities, are limited numbers of people that are participating in these demonstrations?
Marzia, we cannot claim that the numbers are huge, but this is mainly because of the unprecedented crackdown and the expected crackdown on what has been happening now for over a year and a half. But we can say that given the circumstances, the protests do cover much of Egypt's provinces, if not all, and are perhaps bigger than most observers expected, again, because of the crackdown, because the numbers had faded in the past a few months due to the crackdown. Remember, protests have gone unabated for nearly a year and a half. But again, we can say that given the circumstances, the resistance is still out there in the streets. And remember, okay, it's not just those who want Morsi back or oppose military rule. There are millions also of Egyptians who now reckon that military rule will not bring them security or stability, okay, or improve living conditions, which are really deteriorating fastly here.
All right. Thank you so much. So sorry, we're out of time. Press TV's correspondent in Cairo, Mohammed Shalabi.